Well, we haven't worn the headphones up. We've not worn the headphones. I'm sorry about that, Stuart. But
no problem.
It was a performance and a win, which will warm you up very nicely, because it was just what was required at home, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Slightly disappointed with the second half. I thought we were a bit sloppy and casual, but, you know, and I think the lads were a little bit. But as I said to them, we've played far better probably and drawn a lot of games this season. So, first and foremost, it was a win, another clean sheet. And you know, two really good goals. So, all in all, yeah, that, listen, we've got to take, you're delighted with 3 points, of course we are. But when you set yourself standards, and I thought we could have been better a lot of occasions in the second half. And, you know, they're fighting for their lives. They come and get a really good effort, didn't they, in fairness to them. So, but deserved win, and nice to get, you know, back-to-back victories now, yeah.
Didn't score today, Alex Jones, but I'm sure plenty of people are talking about him. So showed some really nice touches and the makings of a good partnership with Jordy Wheeler.
Yeah, listen, he's not done anything for a full week. He was ill last week when I went to watch him, actually. But yeah, you know, he's got a desire. He asks people what the strengths are, and well, maybe different things, whatever. But his is, he's just got to believe he just wants to score goals. So that's music to our ears. You know, he wants to get in the penalty box. We try to just keep him up there today. And Jordy do all the. I mean, Jordy's a really good team player. Do all the work.
His movement was great today, wasn't it?
Well, it is. That doesn't surprise us, does it? I'm so pleased with him again. Goal. Could have had another, obviously. But. You know, I mean, people look at that, but Nat Purcell's had an absolute sitter in first half, but because it's a header, people don't see it. It's not as glaring as a miss, but Mac has put it on his head from a set player. Oh, just do his head in, and it comes off his shoulder and goes wide. But it was good, as I say. I mean, listen, I've not seen Alex, but I've watched all these clips. He played out on the right for Port Vale and got, we'll say, seven goals. Obviously got three penalties, which is 10, but playing from a wide right position to get seven goals showed us enough that. And he wants to play down the middle and through the middle as a nine. I think the Wikipedia and the other stats of him, 6'1", you know, you could see today he's only 5'10", 5'11". He's not a big towering centre forward as people thought we were getting. He's hopefully a poacher and a goal scorer, but he has got a good touch. So, yeah, there were promising signs. And as I say, listen, big Jim, James Hansen had to pull out yesterday. We've got to be careful now because there's players getting sort of little things. We trained on Astro on Thursday and he's slight. One of his muscles tightened up, so there was no risk taken because we've gone through it with Macken, we've gone through it with Billy Clark. His players are just desperate to play, so we took the decision out of Jim's hands. And I think Alex was delighted to start, a bit surprised because
would he have
played.
Started? Would you have plunged him straight in there?
Probably not. I think, in fairness to him, he's only just met his teammates yesterday. He's been had an illness bug for 5 or 6 days, so I think it was a big ask for him. But when we listened to him, what he had to say on Thursday, and we saw him in training yesterday, we could have played something different. We could have played Marcy down the middle. But we thought, why not? Listen, he's not a kid that's sort of overawed with anything. He's not quiet and shy, but he's not full of himself. But I thought, listen, coming out in front of 17, 18, it's not going to affect him. It's not going to faze him. So let's play him.
And they had a few chances. Chet Evans was their standout player. It's been a lot of speculation this week, Stuart.
Yeah, there has, but nothing really from us. I don't know where the speculation's coming from, if I'm honest. But I thought he was a handful today. It's very difficult for him playing up front on his own, which he would have said. We knew they'd come and play 4-1-4-1, they're fighting for their lives. But he was strong, he was physical, he had a good effort, hit the post, and he was a threat all. Our centre halves couldn't relax at all, and he went from the first minute to last minute, so he's got a good desire to play, without a doubt.
Going back to Alex Jones. Played well alongside Jordy Hawula today and was perhaps bringing out some of the best in him. Can you see him playing alongside any of the other strikers you've got as well? Billy Clark, James Hansen?
Yeah, but listen, we'll mix and match as we have done. Now, I think the first five games over here we played five different systems. The last three games, apart from today, we've changed at half-time and played different systems. So we'll play what we think's the best to get the best out of. I guess Sheffield United, we played three up front because we knew they played three centre forwards, three centre half, should I say. Billy can play at the top of the diamond. He can play. So we'll try to get the best out each game. What we think's the best to get the dominance over our opponent. But I don't see any of them not being able to play together. That's for sure.
And he got a great round of applause, great reception when he came off towards the end. It was almost like, right, you're going to get your own standing ovation here now.
Yeah, well, listen, I think all new players, when they come to a club, the fans are desperate for them to do well. You could sense it early on in the game. You know, he had a couple of... He got in behind once or twice, won a corner, and, you know, that's what supporters are like. They always want to see new faces coming in and hit the ground running. And I think for his debut, as I say, because he's not trained, he's not met the lads, really. He had one training session yesterday. I think he did fine. There's no doubt about that. But we'll now have a week to work with him. He'll work on his fitness a little bit. And... you know, we go again next Saturday.
And two wins now, back-to-back wins at the start of the year. Northampton away on Monday, and now today, doesn't half make a difference. A lot more smiles around the place rather than yet another draw.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it is. It's all about results. I mean, but what I will say is the performances. If you're not getting the performances, you can fluke a result now and again. But if you've got a consistency of performance, which we've had all season, then there's more chance than not that you'll win games. So we've just got to keep believing in that. What we've done, even when we're drawing games, keep believing that if we're playing well and dominant the side and making chances, then we just need to stick them away. Easier said than done. I've been in teams or managed teams or coached teams where you don't know where the next goal's coming from because you've not any creativity. But we've got that in the team, so we've always got that belief that we will make chances. And it was nice today that we stuck a couple away, obviously.
Yeah, a lot of talk about Alex Jones, and there'll be a focus on that, but Josh Cullen committing till the end of the season, standout performance again from him. I know you don't like to single out players, but it's hard not to say good things about Josh Cullen, particularly after today.
That would have been a big blow. You know, I said, well, we've been talking about it for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I know it's the club and West Ham have been having discussions. Josh wanted to stay. West Ham would probably like him to stay with us, which he has done, thankfully. But that was a big... big signing for us, for him to keep him, because the last four games I think has been absolutely outstanding.
He's a hard player to replace, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's been consistently good for us, but I think the last four games he's been absolutely at the top of his game. And again, as you said today, I thought he was terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well done today. It's a good start to the year, isn't it? Just what required.
It certainly is. Yeah, yeah. And as I say, listen, we've got a good group in there. We've got fantastic backing, the supporters, and we'll just keep on going, and hopefully we can have a successful run in from now on.
And having won these two games at the start of the year, start of the January transfer window, do you hope there'll be one or two more players as well coming in before the end of the month, as well as the likes of Billy Clark coming back from injury?
Yeah, I think you saw today, obviously, Billy, Big James Hansen, Philip Moraes, three forward players. We didn't have, I said, didn't have a lot of young Ellis, Hudson and Reese. If we'd have got a third goal, we would have got the two young lads on. But while it was 2-0 and they were pushing their experienced players, you know, we had to keep it, you know, with the experience on there. But if we got another one, we'd have tried to give the young lads a hand. But we do need, you know, we've lost, what, three, and we've brought one in. So we do need one or two. We'll see what the window brings.